listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hillary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the upcoming week. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we have, it's so busy actually. Well, we're coming up to the solar eclipse on the new moon, which is on the 15th of February. And so I'm actually away right now in Mexico, in the Mexican Riviera, actually, in right near Tulum. So there's ruins and it's very tropical and we're right by the beach. And it's actually my sister-in-law's wedding. And it's really gorgeous. They're in this beautiful villa and it's really lovely. It really couldn't be more ideal, except that I did get sick before we left, which really sucked. And I was hoping to have all my podcasting and everything done before I left so that I had, you know, I didn't have to worry about doing it. But I did not, alas, get that done. So I'm doing it now. And I'm actually going to cover until about the 18th, 19th of February, so that I don't have to do one next week too, because I'm on holiday. So let's just discuss where we're at for the next little while here. Starting on, like, the big aspects coming this week, I would say, is Venus is going into Pisces, and that's a significant change from Aquarius. Aquarius is very, like, friendly and open and breezy and uncomplicated and, you know, kind of like not, they're detached. They can be very easily detached from situations. And Venus is the planet of what we value and our relationships and what we love. And with Venus going into Pisces, it becomes much more emotional. Pisces is very sensitive and cosmically attuned and very, you know, feely-feely. So with Venus going into Pisces, you can expect that, like, sensitivity will increase. It all depends also on your own orientation, your own Venus, but we're all under the cosmos. So we feel all of this, but it will give you, you know, a very ideal, like, you could have rose colored glasses on, which isn't always the best thing to do because you can see things not quite as they are. Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. So it does allow you to tap into otherworldly type things, you know, spirit guides and animals and vegetables and fruit and, like, plants and all kinds of things. So it allows that, but it can also make things confusing and there can be an illusion. Like, if it's not working out so well, you can feel confused or tired. People often get, when Pisces energy happens, when the moon is in Pisces or something significant, people will feel quite tired, where napping and watching movies and artistic expression is really good. Painting or drawing or making music is also very Piscean. So whatever you can do to be, you know, feel artistic and or express yourself in an artistic way is a good idea. I think someone just started vacuuming somewhere. So excuse me for that, but I'm just going to keep going, even though there's vacuuming. Pisces, so Venus in Pisces on the 10th, which is Saturday, and that same day the Sun will square Jupiter. So that could be, you know, the Sun and Jupiter, they kind of remind me of each other because they're both expansive and, you know, the Sun is bright and shining and Jupiter is very buoyant and bright. But squaring each other like that, it gives kind of, I guess, it can be like a personality conflict, a power struggle. Squares are power struggles often, or two different energies with different ideas. So the Sun is in Aquarius right now, and Jupiter is in Scorpio. So Scorpio, of course, is very intense and the furthest thing from detached that you could get. But the Sun in Aquarius is very, you know, well, let's not worry too much about things. Like, doesn't want to hear about complicated, like, emotional entanglements or anything like that. So there could be, you know, a part of you that really needs to go deep and be intense because that's the Scorpio energy of Jupiter. But the other part is like, oh no, let's just not go there. So it depends on how you're going to react to it, but there's a detached energy and an intense energy. Both have very different ideas about what's important in life, and they're kind of colliding, or they're definitely not getting each other. So you might feel that at some point on Saturday. And then skip ahead so that there's nothing, no major, major aspects until on the 13th, right before Valentine's Day, where Mercury is going to be squaring Jupiter. And Mercury square Jupiter, again, another square, right? So there's this sense of, I guess, what would be, there's a sense of, it's Mercury in Aquarius, the same exact same energy, basically. So Mercury is in Aquarius, just like the Sun was on Saturday. Again, wanting to discuss very, you know, maybe genius, brilliant, change-making ideas, whereas the Jupiter energy is like, no, I need to really get down to the deep, dark depths of the nitty-gritty, shadowy energy that is, you know, kind of the foundation of it all. So again, that need to communicate in a light and non-attached way, or the desire to, like, go deep and... You know, it could even be a situation that happens that causes you to, you know, I don't know, you could see something like a stray dog, or I'm in Mexico, so this is going to happen to me. You just see, like, there's lots of dogs all over the place here that it makes you feel bad. And you're like, oh God, like, they have no one to love. And it's just an emotional sort of thing. But here you are on vacation, Aquarius, and you don't really want to worry about those things. So you could be faced with things that are upsetting, yet you don't really want to be... You know, you want to be detached and not concerned about that. So the Mexican stray dog thing is actually a pretty good example. And you're going to be feeling, we're actually in the eclipse portal right now from the full moon lunar eclipse. And now we're about to, on the 15th, there's going to be a new moon solar eclipse. So that is, it's a very, like, it's a different kind of... It's in more of an outward eclipse. So things change on the outside, whereas the lunar eclipse, some sort of idea or understanding could have been triggered when you went through that. But now it might be something on the outside that changes as well. So it's very transformational times. And usually between, you know, up about a week before, you can start to feel the eclipse. So you might very much be still reeling from the last one and feeling this one too. So it's actually an interesting, it's the new moon in Aquarius, the day of the solar eclipse, or yes, it's a solar eclipse. And it's got a lot of good aspects. So it sets up a really good energy with Mercury is sextile Uranus, which is giving you really clear electric thoughts, being able to, there's opportunity for communications that are unusual, but very beneficial as well. Like opportunities are there. And then you also have that same day, Mercury is conjoining this whole thing. So it's very, like it's just a very electric, clear-minded, how do you, like what you need to communicate, what you need to, even like technology, if you were to buy technology that day, it'd probably go really well. Any sort of cutting edge ideas and ways of doing things, like new behaviors and new routines that kind of break you out of the mold, break you out of any sort of barriers you've had around you or ruts you've been in or walls that you've had in front of you. Suddenly now all this can break up. So it is a lovely energy to make sure that you, you know, keep track of it. That same day, we've got Venus sextiling Saturn. So all this electric change-making energy is going on. And also, there's Saturn in a nice connection to Venus. So it makes it like as if you are able to commit. You're able to lay a solid foundation. It's a long-term relationship can begin. That's a very successful long-term relationship rather than, you know, some kind of fly-by-night. Actually, Uranus has a hard time making commitments. So even though there is all this Uranus Aquarian energy that's not really into making long-term commitments because it ties you down. There's the Venus-Saturn there in a sextile, which is an opportunity to feel like you're in a committed relationship or to make do some serious kind of work in the area of what you value in a very long-standing, like the efforts will be long-standing. They won't just be for nothing. So you won't be, you know, building your castle in the sand. It's actually, you're laying out nice, solid, you know, brick and mortar foundation with wherever Saturn is. So you can expect that to be a really lovely, like just an electric change making kind of energy. So do make sure you write down what you want, what you wish for out of life. It's, you know, it's really amazing just by getting clarity, just by being very clear about your intentions and about what you want to accomplish, you can create so many wonderful things with very little effort just by clarity. We moved into this new house like 4 months ago, and I keep finding, because I'm still unpacking boxes and trying to settle, and I keep finding all these wish lists, like, you know, because I do this. I write down what I want and make little bubble clouds with everything and try to like mind map what I need to express. And I keep finding all these wish lists that I'd made with like vision boards and stuff like that, with all these details about the kind of house that I want to live in, like real detailed stuff, like, you know, nice window coverings, new roof, new windows, like all these, you know, the sort of thing you realize that are important in a home after you've lived in a shitty house for a really long time. So now our house is not shitty, and I pretty much ticked every single box that I had, including heated flooring, which I didn't even know that I thought would be a great thing. I didn't know how great it actually was to have heated flooring, especially living in the Pacific Northwest, where it's damp and chilly a lot of the time. So do make sure that you take the time and put in the effort. And when you do these things near the moons, like the new moon especially, and the full moon for releasing, the new moon for creating, you really tap into the like the flow of the cosmos and are able to get kind of, you know, manifesting what you want in reality a lot easier, because you're, you know, you're not going against the current, you're going with the flow. So do make sure that you take time to do that, because it is like, why not, right? Just get clear. We're always so clear about what we don't want, but what we do want, you know, if you ask someone what they do want, a lot of the time they'll tell you what they don't want. So don't think like that. You already know what you don't want, but do make sure you take time to write down what you do want. And right the next day, we have the Chinese New Year, in the year of the dog. So this is interesting because it's well, a dog. So dogs are loyal, lovely. Dog spelt backwards is God, which I think is some sort of secret lexigram message that there they are, a little gods living with us, loving us unconditionally. Well, good dogs. There's asshole dogs too. But hopefully you could, you know, now this is the year you should get a dog. If you ever wanted a dog and have desired a dog, this is the year you should definitely make the commitment to a dog and bring one into your life. And, you know, it's not always easy. It's kind of complicated. Like, we had to get people to come watch our dogs and walk our dogs. Like, it's not always easy when you travel and stuff, but like the love that you get and the, like, just having that little creature in your life, or big creature, whatever kind of dog you want, is like, there's really nothing like it. And it's one of the great blessings of being a human, I think, is having a dog by your side. So if you're going to do that, this is the year to do it, in the Chinese year of the dog. That same day, Neptune will conjoin the moon and Venus will conjoin the moon. And it's a very, it's quite fortunate and very, like, there's a mystical aspect to it because of the Neptune involvement. So if you can, again, that day, make sure you get your wishes written down for the new year, for the Chinese New Year, for what you want for the next year. And, you know, be prepared to be very detailed about it, because the details, you know, they'll definitely, I can attest to them coming true if you just take the time to figure out what those details are. So you can, you know, take this whole week to plan for the details if you would like. So the weekend after that, of the 17th, we have the Sun conjoining Mercury, which is a really good day for like clear and concise thinking and communication. The same day, Mercury will go into Pisces, which, you know, so right at the end of the day, that's happening. The beginning of the day, we've got an interesting, the Sun conjoining Mercury, and Mars is squaring Neptune. So Mars wants to go, 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 and Neptune's maybe confusing things a little. So it's not like a fully straightforward day, but there's a lot of kind of opportunity. There's a lot of aspects. There's a lot going on energetically. And with Mercury going into Pisces, that will completely take note on the 17th how much your mind and your thought processes change, because they'll definitely be different with Mercury leaving Aquarius and going into Pisces. Again, that detached kind of, you know, rule-breaking, groundbreaking energy, or the very emotional, sensitive, tuned-in Piscean energy. So art, I think, that should be created during all of that Piscean energy. And we're about to go into the Pisces Sun, too, on the 18th? Yeah, the 18th, the Sun will go into Pisces. And that, again, we're going to shift from this very airy, because Aquarius is an air sign, so I think of it as airy. But they're not airy in like a, in a flighty way. They're airy in kind of a expansive sort of way. Like they're the sort of energy, Aquarian energy is very much, you're who you are and I am who I am, and let's all just be interesting people. We don't all have to be the same. With the Pisces energy, it's like very, as the sun moves into Pisces, you'll feel there's going to be a lot of Pisces all of a sudden. So after the 18th, watch for the differences in your, in your sensitivity levels. Be really careful with toxins. Make sure that you, you know, even like everything down to caffeine, you're going to be really sensitive. So make sure you drink lots of pure, clean water with like lemon in it to help clean your liver, and keep grounded, because Pisces water energy that will be, it can be very overwhelming. So sometimes you can tap into the collective emotional body, especially if you're sensitive. And I've run into, in what I do, a lot of sensitive people. So if you tap into the emotional body of the collective, that can be really tricky. So use all of your grounding and energy protective, you know, techniques, even like putting a bubble of light around you, sending love and only receiving love back, nothing, not letting anything negative penetrate your, you know, your bubble of love and light. But you can send out all the good stuff and receive all the good stuff. And that helps you stay, like it really makes a difference if you're a sensitive person to just do a little bit of, you know, light work, which is what, you know, using your imagination really is light work. So if you do a little bit of that, it goes a long way to protecting your energy. So I will be back from holidays on the 20th. So there'll be a podcast come out on the 21st. But until then, I hope you have a most fabulous February and a really lovely Valentine's Day if you're into that sort of thing. And the eclipse is the big thing. So on the 15th, do make sure that you write down what you want to create. Also, it's really, I think, important to ask that others receive. So when you're asking for yourself, also ask for the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom and the mineral kingdom and, you know, the whole of the earth, all of that, you know, what you send out comes back. So you're putting energy into helping others and sending love and light to other people will come back to you. So make sure you do that when you're putting down your list for yourself too. So I think that's the big news. And then the Chinese New Year, we'll go more into details of that when I get back from my holiday. So I do hope you have a most lovely week. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.